Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture. And we are back.
Welcome back.
And ready to geek about some cuisine.
Sugar. We love
sugar.
Yeah,
we're always good for snacking around.
Yeah, when my family was here, my brother found out that we still had Halo Do at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were at work, I took them to Walmart and my brother bought like 3 or 4 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Took them back with him. I bet you he's drank them all already. When I talked to them on the phone, they were screaming in the background. So he's probably all amped up on Do and sugar.
No, amp's another drink from Mountain Dew.
Though.
Yeah, Mountain Dew, yeah.
It's still Mountain Dew.
When I was over at Walmart, they had 6 cases left. I bought all 6.
He bought them all.
6.
Yeah.
I really hope that they'll take this as a hint and put it, I mean, they don't have to keep calling it Halo. They can call it something else and release it in normal.
We'll have to do a chemistry geek cuisine at some point
and try and recreate that.
That's right.
But you're not going to
be a good geek cuisine.
Yeah, it would. Kind
of, but you're not going to be able to get that extra 30% of caffeine.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you could add a little bit of Red Bull.
There you go. we'll give it a shot.
Well, yeah.
Red Bull and Mountain Dew probably
Pod
make your
culture,
heart
the
explode.
Energy drink.
And a scoop of ice cream.
It'd probably make your heart explode.
All right. For geek cuisine this time, we have Tootsie Roll. Holiday Mini Chews.
It's the post-holiday candy-ness.
And these aren't your typical Tootsie Rolls.
No.
They are, they've been out far too long. It's Holiday Mini Chews, and they're white, chocolatey-coated mini Tootsie Rolls.
And you hate white chocolate.
They look kind of like giant mutant Good and Plenty's.
They kind of do, don't they?
You know when you have, a respiratory infection, and they give you those giant antibiotics.
Last year.
You're
like
very
big
sick.
Horse pills.
Yeah, they kind of do, but we've had the milk chocolate covered ones before, and now we got white chocolate ones.
So I like white chocolate.
Here we go.
I like them. They are good. G-E-W-D, good.
Yeah.
I'm not a big white chocolate fan. But
any kind of chocolate makes me happy.
Well, but it's not really chocolate.
White chocolate's chocolate. Just a different kind.
Doesn't taste like chocolate.
I'm neutral on this one. I don't know. I like it. I don't know if it's chocolate or not, but they call it chocolate, so good enough for me.
If anybody knows, either as I choke on my Tootsie Roll, email me.
Now, I don't get that distinct white chocolate taste from this, though. Maybe it's because the Tootsie Roll overpowers it.
Yeah,
you're right.
You can do it. When it melts, you can get that little bit of that real smooth white chocolate taste. But then almost like that, you're hit with a Tootsie Roll.
I like it.
Which is its own subgenre of chocolate. It's nothing quite like a Tootsie Roll except a Hot Fudge Jones soda.
It's
exactly.
True. It's true.
All right. Now, see, the first one, I took a big bite out of it first and immediately got the Tootsie Roll taste. The second one, I put it in my mouth, and the white chocolate started dissolving, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And you did get that more of that white chocolate flavor
and
before the Tootsie Roll hit.
I am drinking Sobe Life Water. I bought it at Target. They were 10 for 10.
And if you bought 10 of them,
you got a $5 gift card.
Yeah.
So
it worked out to be like 50
bucks.
Cents a piece.
And they are 20 ounces of vitamin-enhanced water beverage. I've never had these before. Well, I've never had this one before today.
Mm-hmm.
It has taurine and ginseng in it. It's pomegranate cherry, and it's very good.
You like it?
I like it.
All right. Cool.
I wouldn't mind to get some more.
Yeah, we're like,
wonder if we're going to like any of these. So we're picking like one or two of each kind.
Yeah, we got an assortment of flavors because they had a bunch of different flavors. They had energy and calming and whatever.
It doesn't have like fake sugar in it, does it?
I don't believe so. It's got calories, so I don't think it's got fake sugar in it.
Yay, calories.
Let's see.
Down with fake sugar.
Unless because they can never get one that tastes like real sugar.
Mm. No,
and they're all basically rat poison.
Although Splend is not too
nope.
bad.
The second ingredient on the list after filtered water is sugar.
Sugar.
All right.
Yeah. Because, you know, that Splenda stuff, they say it. They haven't done complete testing on it. It makes organs of rats shrink, but we don't really know what it'll do to humans yet.
I want
to
know.
But we're drinking it anyway.
Well, didn't they find it by researching for rat poison or something?
Yeah, some sort of pesticide or something.
I want to know, okay, how can it be made from sugar? Mm-hmm. But not be sugar.
No, Splenda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says made from sugar, but it's not sugar.
They start with sugar, and then they do something like use an atom smasher or something to change the molecules to where it can't be absorbed anymore. It's the body doesn't
recognize
it as sugar and doesn't process
it. Makes sense.
But it still doesn't taste quite. There's something just a little smidge off. But I got to admit, the artificial sweeteners is probably the best.
It's okay in coffee. I've only ever had it in coffee.
Yeah, I'll just get fat and get diabetic and have my sugar because
pretty much, yeah. I'm right there with it.
Watch my language here. The diet stuff, you know.
I'm still drinking Mountain Dew.
The thing is, I mean, our grandparents lived. I mean, my great grandma was 97 when she died, and she ate lard and fat.
Oh, my great grandma lived to 106.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing is. We're getting most of our sugar from soft drinks, which is high fructose corn syrup, which is like concentrated bad sugar.
Not Jones soda.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe we should all drink Jones soda. Not
shit's expensive,
dude.
They
need to make it a little bit cheaper in order for us to drink it all the time. I wouldn't mind to try the cream soda, though.
May I have to try that. That was sugar-free, I think, wasn't it, that we saw?
The one we saw, yeah. But I've seen them regular.
So, getting back to actually the subject of the segment.
Well, it's
the white chocolate.
It's all sugar-related.
Yeah. So, I gotta say, it's not bad. I give it a plus.
I like them.
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
I like them a lot.
So, it is...
Look at me, I have it...
Tootsie Roll Holiday Mini Chews, white chocolatey coated. Notice they didn't say white chocolate coated. It's white chocolatey coated.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Tootsie Rolls.
Milk chocolate flavor.
Yeah, because there's nothing real left in the world. You know, it's all, you know...
Fabricated.
Fabricated. You know, here's some chemicals that taste kind of like chocolate.
Well, as long as it tastes close enough.
It makes it cheaper.
And isn't made out of soylent green, so.
Yeah. Well, as far as we know. That's soylent white. Soylent white covered.
All right.
Okay, that's going to be the opening clip.
We'll be back right after this.
If you go to Zahatun, you will die. If you go to www.babylonpodcast.com, you will find the only podcast dedicated to Babylon 5. You will hear in-depth commentary, insightful interviews, and unexpected surprises. The Babylon Podcast, our last best hope for B5 fans.
And we are back.
Welcome back.
Yep. Unloading the car from all the shopping.
Shopping.
We're back with Geek Intel.
Shopping. The thing is that, okay, I'm supposed to walk. It's supposed to be helpful to me. But, you know, I did a lot of walking.
Oh.
This weekend, last weekend.
While your parents were in town.
While my parents were here, we went to, what, 2 malls?
Mm-hmm.
Got a new phone. That was nice.
No, that's cool.
But I'm tired of walking and shopping.
And
I still have this little thing in my ear going, Bath and Body Works. Maybe they still have a sale. Yeah, no. See, I need to be stopped.
More
shopping.
Stuff.
Shopping.
Got a Christmas present from Christina's parents.
From my mommy.
I saved this one because it kind of fits in with the theme of this Geek and Tell. I got a PlayStation 2 controller. But it's Justice League art, and somehow this totally escaped my geek radar.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't seen this.
So. That's kind of odd. Is there like a big Justice League game that I'm unaware of?
There's been a couple out, but I'm just like, okay, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, she
it
called does. Me the 2 days before Christmas, and she's like, I'm at the store, and I found this thing. Do you think Brad would like it? Like, I think he would.
I may have to hook the PS2 back up.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to play with it or leave it in the package. I don't care.
That's a tough call.
I mean, the art's pretty.
As hard as these packages are to open, I'd say leave it in there.
Yeah, really.
I hate those.
Yeah. Oh, God, them damn blister packs are pain. You can really hurt yourself you opening them damn things.
You can.
More than a few cuts from them.
The thing, we ordered a USB cable and software for my phone off eBay.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that was shipped and done quick.
Yeah, really quick. And that was hard to open, too. Because I like my phone. It's pretty. I don't like the layout of the buttons. Like, it's too easy to press the internet button, and I don't have internet, a package. So I'd like to not accidentally press that button and get this bill from, have my mom call and go, there's this bill.
For $4,000.
Yeah. She's after me for $8 for my text messaging.
Going get some more Christmas presents.
It was a seam.
Yes. Let's see if we can figure this thing out.
I was on a website. Okay, people.
We had talked about it before, but we got a dog's breakfast.
That's not part of the theme, though.
No.
There were three things in the
theme. But it's a very cool.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there's extra stuff. And I can't wait to listen to the commentary.
Oh, God, I bet it's hilarious.
We watched it the other night, and I'm like, can I stay up another 2 hours to listen to the commentary?
I got Stephen Sondheim's Putting It Together, a musical review.
Yay!
Now, of course, I'm
this is
not
a
typical, I guess, redneck male.
You cannot be redneck like if you like musicals
and stuff. But this stars Carol Burnett, George Hearn, Ruthie Henshaw, Bronson Pinchot, and John Barrowman.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun.
And George Hearn, Sweeney Todd, God. So it's going to be great.
We also got Doctor Who.
The Centauran Experiment.
The Centauran Experiment.
They had mentioned the Centaurans.
Over on our shelf there.
They had mentioned the Centauran Experiment, the Centaurans, on an episode of the Strange Adventures. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, ooh, let's get because there's so many Doctor Who DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to get it. I was trying to get him one for Christmas. I'm like, well, there's so many. What do I pick? And then when I saw that, I'm like, okay, tie-in. We'll get that one.
Yeah, so Tom Baker, Liz Sladen.
Sarah Jane, yeah.
And then a DVD that's probably up your alley, Glenn.
Yes.
From Fright Flicks, Shark Attack 3, Megalodon.
Oh, Megalodon. Cool.
I've seen Shark Attack 2 because of Thorsten K, because my grandma and I loved him so very, very much. But I have never seen this one, starring...
John Barrowman.
Dun, dun, dun.
Still looking for the theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we also... got you...
A Grease import CD.
Because he loves Grease.
But not the Grease import CD you have, Glenn.
That's right.
Not the one starring Debbie Gibson.
See, he loves
which
Grease.
Which is actually very good.
Yeah. I'm sure she is.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. But it's a London production?
It's a London production.
And it's like the revival that they had done recently, and it's John Barrowman in the role of Danny Zuko.
So it was the John Barrowman pack. I do stupid things with my tags at Christmas, so I wrapped all three of those together, Shark Attack 3, Putting It Together, and Grease. And I tied them with a bow, and I said, to Brad from the Doctor, Sarah Jane... And
Rose
and Martha. And yeah.
Crazy. then picked up a few video games.
A few. They had a big sale.
Yes, they did.
Buy two, get one free.
Mm-hmm. But so we've spent a lot of GameStop in the past few days. But the first thing.
Never ask me why I want one.
When
he got his 2 for $3, is 3 for $2.
You weren't with me when I was shopping on that.
I
was with your brother.
I know. My brother.
One of the games that I picked up, you stayed in the car.
I did stay in the car.
Okay, so.
I was tired of shopping.
I get a pass on this one. Thank you very much. You weren't with us.
Looks like Brad bought a gun.
Sort of. I bought the Wii Zapper.
It's a crossbow.
Got it for $20. And basically, it's a big hunk of plastic where you clip your Wii controls into.
I need to play that.
And it comes with Link's crossbow training.
Get my
archery
fixed.
So it's basically just a little gun kind of game, a bunch of little mini games.
Oh, yeah?
Control.
Cool.
And for $20, it's not bad.
I need to find out if they have ranges here. Do they have archery ranges here?
No, I'm sure they do.
Because I would love to have my stuff. Because we couldn't, after my sister was four, and we really couldn't do any more archery. And I have all this stuff. I got a crossbow and a compound bow and a longbow. Wow.
And I'm sure the gun ranges you go to could probably tell you where there's archery.
I miss it, and I'd love to do it again.
I've got a recurve.
I have a recurve, too.
I want a crossbow. I was looking at a crossbow. No, I said I want.
Oh, well, I thought you said you won.
No, I want. Oh. I saw like some really cool ones, and I saw some really high prices.
They're a
pain
in the ass to low, but I like it.
Well, I guess I won't be getting one.
Yeah, I could have got a compound bow when Allied was closing, and it's the same color as the car is now.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
And it was a youth one, because I don't have a lot of upper body strength, so it was easier to pull back.
See,
but
that's where
really
all mine is.
Pretty
lower body, I'm good for crap, but it's all upper body. I'm good with the upper body stuff.
Yeah. But
I should play that.
Got some more video games. And, of course, GameStop, EB Games, you know, same company. They had a buy two, get one free. Now, the first game, naturally I have four. You'll figure. What it was is we played the demo for BioShock.
Oh, my God.
The other day.
Yeah.
And Christina's like, this is really neat.
Did I mention it was kind of cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's like he started playing it, and I hear Beyond the Sea playing. I'm like, what?
Yeah, all this old 40s and 30s, 40s
yeah,
and
this,
kind of music.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. So I sit down to watch, and I'm like, this is gorgeous. Yeah. With all the, like,
the
most time
amazing
period,
design
it's
work.
Gorgeous.
And she actually said, well, I had to get this.
Yeah, and I don't usually say that about games, but it's gorgeous.
So I found, like, the one used copy they had in all of Louisville.
Yeah, we looked all over, everywhere.
And ended up spending, like, $40.
Everywhere.
Get it, which, actually, not bad, because I had the Edge card that gave me 10% off.
Not bad. I bought mine brand new day and date. Day it came out.
I don't blame
so
you.
I paid full price.
It's pretty, and I'll probably pay a little bit more tonight on it. Very, very cool.
Just, you know, there's some plasmids to download from Xbox
Live.
Yeah,
Can I just say how awesome it is that Armand Shimerman and Juliet Landau are both voices in BioShock.
Yeah. So
she's the creepy little girl, go figure.
No. <kidding. laughs> She's just freaky in real life, too.
She's
weird.
Pretty, though. She's pretty.
Very weird, though. But yeah, it's a very neat game. Not normally my kind of thing.
Right.
But it's...
And okay, Angel fans.
Very cool.
Okay, if you've seen the first season of Angel.
Yes,
okay.
I have.
When the guy, Atlas, reminds me of Doyle. The way he talks.
His voice.
Just his tone and the cadence of the way he talks and his accent. But it reminds me of him.
So it's interesting.
It's gorgeous.
Very
those
cool.
Damn alarms get me every time. I can never find them before they find me so I can throw the plasmid thing in. Yeah.
It's just really cool. The only thing I went, what the WTF, mate, was when, okay, who picks up a random syringe and just injects himself?
Yeah.
I mean, how does he know
voice
what?
Of somebody you don't know who the hell they are is talking to you on a radio. You never met this guy.
How do you?
And you're shooting up with this dirty ass hypo you find lying around.
You know what it's going to do to you.
Yeah.
Like, but I really like watching him play it. It's just pretty. And the music is, I mean, I'm sorry, it's copyright free now since it's so old, but it's just, I love the music and it's awesome.
I love the design work in it.
This
is the whole Art Deco look
of
everything.
Gorgeous.
It is very, very
and I
neat.
Love the fact that when you hit something, it leaves a mark. Mm-hmm. No matter what you hit, it leaves a mark on the floor or the tile or the metal.
Yeah, so I went around to like one wall and started like putting my, you know, taking the pipe wrench and hitting my initials into the wall.
Wow. I like watching him play it. I don't like playing games where things jump out at you and you need to kill them.
Yeah, there's some shit.
I could solve the puzzles to get you to hack stuff, but I hate when things jump out at you. But I like to watch him play it.
Now, see, that was a great game, and I was really into it. And then, what, I guess Halo 3,
Halo 3
came
out,
and I got sidetracked with that.
Yeah.
And I finished Halo 3, and now it's like, man, we were in November, and all the new games were coming out. New game every week. And it's like, oh, my God, there's no time. I want to get back to it, but I haven't.
I wish they had, like, a two-player mode, because I'd play it with him.
Yeah,
and
that,
I don't say it very
is the
often.
One drawback. It's not no online. It's a single-player strictly only. But there's rumors of multiplayer when they do BioShock 2.
That would be awesome.
So, I quite enjoyed it. Just got the basic plain vanilla version.
Just
didn't
the
need all
music
the
and the artwork is just gorgeous.
And then I got a game card, or a gift card to
from
GameStop. And, of course, so naturally went out wandering around.
He had it for 6 seconds before he found a game he wanted.
Well, the problem
he's
was
not one to hold on to gift cards.
The problem was they had to buy two, get one free type of things. Mm-hmm. The only problem is I couldn't find three at the same damn place.
Yeah, he'd find one or two, and then he'd find one or two at the other place, and yeah.
So till finally, I think it was in the mall.
Yeah.
Where I got Star Trek Legacy with all five captains doing their voices.
Oh, really? That's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
that's nice.
Yeah. Very, very cool on that. Lost Planet that you were talking about not too long ago.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, none of these are my normal kind of games.
No, they're not. Now, you know, that's not the most in-depth game, but it's pretty fun. Have you gotten around to
it? No, I haven't even popped it in yet. Okay. I've been playing BioShock and Link's Crossbow Training. And then Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yes. Awesome.
I played for the Wii when my parents were here. Eric brought Carnival. And, you know, all the mini games. And it was fun. I mean, some of them are kind of hard. I'm like, holy crap. But it was fun. I'd get it if it were a little bit cheaper. I would get it.
Yeah.
I think the crossbow thing would have really helped on the balloon dart game.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on what button you're using to. Were you using a trigger on the Wiimote? Then yeah, you could have used it.
But yeah, it was all the mini. I mean, there's so many mini games.
I meant to try that for Resident Evil for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
See how that would do.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, none of those games are normally my type of games, but Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah.
Just terrorists in Vegas, since I've been to Vegas, it might be kind of cool.
I downloaded awesome Mystery game. In London just awesome. To see the places that I'd been. I'm like, oh, I was there. You know?
So, yeah.
I totally understand that.
I've got plenty of games to last me a while.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Vegas. Playing online, cooperative with your buddies, a lot of fun. You're going to look forward to that. You're going to really like it.
Yeah. He'll be calling you up.
Get online. Yeah.
I'm not going to be playing WoW. I'm raiding. I'm in Ironforge or Buttcrack Central or something like that.
Shattrath.
The giant hole of doom.
Karazhan. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got plenty of gaming. And that's a good thing about not being a as big as some day and date games.
Right.
You know, I got Halo 3. I think it's one of the few I ever do. Mm-hmm. And pretty cool.
I've yet to find a game that I've really fallen in love with to play.
I keep trying.
I know, and I keep looking. Every time I go to the store, I look at the games and I'm like, it's cute, but...
Well, I got told you guys before I bought Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still haven't played it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's busy with WoW.
I was looking at because that was one of the places I found that was like a good second game at somewhere.
You know,
and I never could find a good
third.
If
WoW were free, I would be so screwed because I'd be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be doing it. I'd make a bunch of characters.
There's Guild Wars.
There is Guild Wars.
And that is free.
Damn you. Damn you.
Now, I don't think I mentioned this before. I went to Book and Music and I found Bullet Witch.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I mention that one?
And I saw that and almost got it, too. That was one of the things where I could find two that sounded interesting, but I couldn't find a third.
I got a Book and Music for $15.
Ooh.
So I couldn't pass it up.
Shiny.
I was like, I know it's not going to be like the greatest game ever, but for $15, hey, what the heck? And then I went on Xbox Live to see what you could download. And you could download all these sexy outfits for free.
Cute.
So
I may have to
find that. Yeah, because I found it for like $17.99 used at GameStop. And so I was going to get like three $20 games.
Yeah.
And I couldn't never find three that sounded halfway interesting.
Right.
So
that's cool.
And then for Christmas.
What'd you get?
I got Assassin's Creed.
Ooh.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I heard it.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Heard
cool.
it. That's really good.
It's very different. Just a whole different approach to a game,
oh, yeah?
You know? I mean, there's... Because you're an assassin, you need to blend in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, your normal blending movements where you don't do anything to draw any attention to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then when you pull the right trigger, all your buttons take on a new aspect. They all have a different function where you're now, like, more high profile.
Ooh!
So,
that's
you know,
cool.
It's kind of like a... You know, holding control or alt or something.
Yeah, and getting that other line.
Getting all your buttons have a different meaning now.
That's cool. I see. I'd be sitting there with the book going, okay, what buttons do what now?
But it's really neat because it's kind of like a science fiction thing. It's set back in medieval days, but it's science fiction because you're a normal guy that's been abducted by these scientists. And they found out that... one of your ancestors was involved in something they want to know about, and they've got this machine called the Animus, and the Animus says that all of your ancestors' memories are locked in your genetic code.
Neat. And so, have goosebumps. That's awesome.
So they put you on a machine, and they have you go back and relive your ancestors' memories.
Oh.
And this guy's ancestor was an assassin mm-hmm. that fought against the Templars. And it looks like
goosebumps. That's
they're
awesome.
Going after the Ark of the Covenant. See,
that's ooh, really? Cool.
It's very cool. The graphics are amazing.
Is it
the
like
textures.
It's a shooting game.
It's not a shooting game.
No.
It is not a shooting game. It's a third-person game. You're walking around, and most of the time, you're doing subtle things. You're kind of sneaking around the city, and occasionally, you'll see like a guard beating up someone that they shouldn't. And so, you can go over and kill the guards, and then the people will be like, hey, he's cool, and they'll help you out. And little vigilante groups will help out. So if the guards start chasing you, they'll kind of stand in the way and let you get away.
That's cool. Do they have it with PC?
I don't know. I don't really know. But it looks fantastic on the Xbox, though. I mean, it's one of the best-looking Xbox games.
We can, after really in a couple months when it drops down to, you know, like the three that I got were all like $25 used
that's
games.
Awesome. But in this, a lot of the fun is the climbing. The character climbs just really natural. It looks fantastic. And what he'll do is he'll come into a town. First thing you want to do, find a high spot.
And watch.
And in the game, you can tell there will be like eagles flying around the high spots.
Ah.
So you'll go, okay, there's a perch. So you'll climb up the building, stealthy, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll climb up to the building, and then you'll survey the city, and it'll fill in your map. That makes so much sense.
That's
if you were an assassin,
cool.
you'd want to get the layout of the land so you'd know how to get around.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, it shows up little missions on your map, things that you can do to go and get clues or things to help you on your big overall
that's
mission.
That's cool.
Hmm.
And then you do a leap of faith, and that's one of the neatest things. You
I
go up on
that.
The perch, and you just jump off, and you go really far down. You'll land in like a cart of hay or something. Just come
leap
out, you're
of faith.
Okay.
My brother. Oh, God, what was the game my brother used to play? ATV Off-Road Fury.
Yeah.
Where if you jump off a cliff, that's what the move is called, Leap of Faith.
Oh, yeah.
We used to laugh about that when he would jump off a cliff. It sounds really cool.
It's very cool. I mean, I thought that, well, it sounds kind of neat.
I would have
but
assumed
no,
shooting
it's,
game.
It's
Assassin's Creed.
No.
I would have assumed. Oh.
You do have, at the beginning, you start with all your stuff. Everything you can do in the game, you can do. But then, not to give away too much, but you get demoted. And you have to start at the bottom and learn and you'll slowly get your equipment back and learn new moves and stuff.
That's
so
neat.
Oh, that's just mean.
That's mean. Yeah, I was like, oh, so you get a taste of everything you could do right at the beginning, and then all you got.
But at least you know what
again.
You're working towards.
But you've got a cool little blade that pops out from your gauntlet, so you can stealth kill,
like Wesley.
And then you've got a big sword.
Those are stakes.
I know, but that's cool.
You got a big sword on your side, and then you got a medium sword across your back.
Awesome.
And you've got little throwing knives. So that's
neat.
Pretty cool.
It sounds like your kind of game.
Yeah, and it's
I
so
like
much
the
fun.
Medieval aspect. I'm a fan of the era.
Yeah, it's really neat.
That's cool.
Find it after it's been out a little while. We can.
Ashley loves it too. She
I'm
was
not
talking
surprised.
About it, and
yeah.
she was saying she loves it because the character is so much like Batman, climbing around and perching on rooftops and stuff.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's kind of like
the
a medieval
would make
Batman.
For a good Batman game.
Yeah, I bet it would. It's so unique the approach of you know. Blending in. I didn't even get into the blend mode. Like when you're
Will
being searched
blend?
For, if the guards are looking for you, you can hit the blend mode and you'll start walking with your hands like you're praying or something. And you look like a priest. And you can find bands of like scholars and stuff and you can blend
right
in with them
awesome.
And the guards can't find you.
That's cool.
So
it sounds good.
Yeah. Really neat. And you get a horse later on. You can go between cities on
awesome.
Your horse, and the horse looks fantastic. The cities look great. I mean, another thing, when you're just in normal mode, not big attack mode, but when you're in normal mode, it's got a gentle push button, and you're like, what's that? You hold it down when you walk through a crowd, and you just kind of push your way through the crowd and not cause a commotion. But if you don't hold it and you walk through the crowd,
people
you can
go,
bump
hey.
Into people and knock into them. They'll go, hey, what's going on here? And you'll draw attention.
Mm-hmm, which
so
you don't want.
You don't want to draw attention. And it's all about not drawing
sneaky.
Attention to yourself.
I like it. That sounds good.
It's really cool.
Hmm.
And then the other game I got is Mass Effect.
I was wondering if you were going to get that.
Yeah. And Mass Effect, I've started playing a little more than Assassin's Creed. Originally, I was just playing Assassin's Creed. I was going to wait on Mass Effect, but I went ahead and started playing it some more. And it's got a really neat, involved story, and it can be a really long game.
Wow.
But you create your character's background. I mean, it gives you choices of did you grow up on a frontier world?
See, that would make me so happy. I love creating characters.
Or did you grow up in a spaceship and you've never lived on land in your life? Or, you know, you come up with those different backgrounds. Then they're like, okay, were you the sole survivor of a colony that got wiped out?
Cool.
Or were you the hero that saved your platoon? You know, you're kind of like Mal, you know, you're the last guy that survived or whatever. You know, and so you come up with these different categories.
I like that.
And create your character. You can create the look of your character.
Oh, see, I would never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all about those games.
Well, no, just the creating the character part. Like in The Sims, I'd have the most fun just creating the character.
The story is so in-depth. All the political stuff and of all these different planets and cultures and aliens living together, and it's just really, really deep and complex.
That's cool.
It's still got fun, cool run-around shooting, and when you find weapons or armor, your character shows it, and it looks really neat. They got some great designs. It's a lot of fun. Very cool game. Very, very cool game.
Sweet.
Sounds good.
Mass Effect.
All right. So, we got a pretty good haul on this.
I totally forgot to say what you bought me for Christmas.
Well, what did you...
You bought me Sweeney Todd in concert.
Yeah.
Which makes me insanely happy.
I went out because I needed to get a couple other things.
Because I have a hard time telling people I want things.
When I went and got Blade Runner, we had had that coupon at Barnes & Noble to get that. And when I went and got that 4-disc set and got it like $20 after all the discounts, I looked over. And, of course, you know, anytime there's a big blockbuster movie out, you try to do all these kind of tie-ins. So I got her this. I saw her and I'm like, ooh, Sweeney Todd. And I look over and it's from the musical, but it was like a concert that they had done.
It's fantastic. I've seen the... Lame is when I don't have that on DVD, but I kind of wish I did.
But who is the big star in this one that you wanted to see?
Oh, God, everybody. Well, because the guy that plays Antony is Davis Gaines, who I saw play Venom.
Oh, cool.
I was happy. And the actor who plays Toby, Mr. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Doogie.
And it's Patti LuPone, who I'm not wildly a fan of her, but she's all right. And George Hearn. Mm-hmm. As Sweeney, and I love them. I love him. So, I mean, he's fantastic. He's so good. They have very minimal props, you know, very simple costumes. They're all in black.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fantastic to see it, you know. Neil Patrick Harris as Toby. I love it.
I just happened to see it, saw that, and I picked it up. I'm like, oh, Neil Patrick Harris, not knowing who a lot of the rest of the folks are. And she opens up, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
It was like a festival of everybody. And it's like, okay.
Like, all right, I did good.
He's never seen, you really did. Because he's never seen the stage version. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, like, I wanted him to watch it, but I didn't want him to see it with it. I didn't want him to ruin the movie for him when we go to see the movie, because I wanted to see the movie so bad.
Yeah, we were going to do that last weekend and with our parents in town, and it was kind of crazy.
But, I'm like, okay, do you want to see the stage musical? Because I have the one with Angela Lansbury and George Hearn.
So, you know, it's like, Mrs. Potts.
No, she's wonderful. She plays crazy so well. And she really does. She's fantastic.
Of course she does. You know, she was living in Cabot Cove, and everybody died.
Was she the mother in Manchurian Candidate?
I don't know for sure.
I don't know. What we'll IMDb that sometime.
Hmm. I'll look it up when I do the notes. But, I was so happy. But I'm like, I don't want him to watch the stage version without seeing the movie, because I don't want him to be comparing the musical to the movie.
And then there was the little 35 version.
I'm looking forward to that, too. Really? I haven't watched that yet.
Wow.
Of the story. So,
all black and white. I'm looking forward to that, too. But, I really want to see the movie. But all of the in concert was so fantastic. I'm watching this going, okay, I'm sitting here with goosebumps, and it's not even the full musical.
You know, last time we recorded, the movie we couldn't think of was Blast from the Past.
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Well,
I linked it in the show notes.
Since then, though, I've been seeing trailers for this new Jack Black movie.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it right
now.
Oh, it's like...
Somebody will email us.
Please Be Kind Rewind or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Be Kind Rewind.
Well... In the movie trailer for that, I keep seeing it every time, and I'm like, oh, there it is. There's a movie poster for Blast from the Past behind him. And every time I see it, I think of our episode when we couldn't think of the name of it.
I had to look it up. I couldn't think of it either.
The trailer keeps popping up, but I keep, well, there it is, Blast from the Past.
I might have to go see that one.
I loved him, but I'm a little bit afraid because I was obsessed with School of Rock for the longest time. I loved it so much.
That was really good.
But I'm afraid because some of the ones he does are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nacho Libre, I didn't even
see.
Yeah,
like Nacho Libre. I've got it if you
want
to see it.
I didn't want it to spoil my appreciation of School of Rock.
Oh, okay.
I was afraid that if it was really bad, I would not enjoy School of Rock as much.
I bought it because it came with a free wrestler mask, so I had to get it.
Cautionary tale.
Anything that has a freebie packed with it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's weird collector crab. I'd be the same way.
Okay. Anybody got anything else that they want to geek and tell about?
Not that I can think of, but I'm sure when you're done, I'll think of something else.
Yeah, probably. I'll save it for next time.
Okay. Oh, you got something.
I've got one more thing.
Yes.
One little
and
thing.
Can I just say that he got this Christmas Eve? So it
you said I could.
No, no. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have. I'm saying that it totally blows Christmas out of the water.
No, it didn't. And it did not at all. I've had a 360 for a while. Picked it up about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Less than that.
Yeah, or give or take a little bit.
Because I've only been here for a year and a half.
Wasn't too long after you
got
here. Either way, picked it up, and mine was a core system that someone upgraded to a Pro. In other words, it was a core system, and somebody put a hard drive on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very nice. And, of course, then they come out with the Pro system that, you know, that Glenn got. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, because I like the little silver, you know, tray and stuff on it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Silver tray.
Then they came out with, you know, they've always done something to upgrade. They got the cooler chips and all this. And for a while, we're going to get her brother was going to buy my 360.
Until he spent $70 on text messages and downloads.
Yeah.
Eric.
So, oops. You dumbass. So, I was talking to one of the ladies at work, and she wanted to get one for her family for Christmas. So, worked something out where she was going to buy my 360. You know, it gets $250, $300 or whatever. And, I've upgraded my system.
I offered it to our listeners if they wanted to PayPal money. We would have autographed it and everything. You totally missed the window.
I've got a 360 Elite.
Nice.
So I've got the big-ass hard drive.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
And it's also one of the 65 nanometer chipsets, so it runs cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the nice HDMI port that HDMI. I'm not using right now, but I've kind of future-proofed it. So.
Yep. Very cool.
So, and it came with, so now not only
it's
is it black. The cool black,
it's
it also came
space
with Forza
color.
2 and Marvel black. Ultimate Alliance, which I was already had Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but I was able to sell that as well. And it's the full versions of the games, and it came in a case. Now, they both games are in the same case. They're on
a flipper thingy.
It was a two-disc flipper type of thing, so very, very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Someday I'm going to find a game I can play.
So, you know, Glenn and I have had this little Xbox 360, you know, one-up thing. I was the first one to get it, then he got his.
Sorry.
There's not a whole, unless they integrate HD DVD drive, which,
okay.
Have you heard the latest on HD DVD?
I heard something like, what, MGM or somebody?
Warner Brothers is going Blu-ray exclusive.
Blu-ray. Yeah.
Which totally
so, which
sucks.
Is all means Batman is now Blu-ray.
That sucks because I got the first one in HD.
Yeah.
I got Batman Begins on HD, so I won't be able to get Dark Knight in HD.
For a while.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet at some point they'll come back out with them.
I don't know. That's a pretty serious blow right there.
Yeah, that is.
Like Smallville?
I'm guessing that HD was making a lot of progress, so HD DVD, so it scared them, so they probably, you know, pulled him into the Blu-ray camp.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So that's ouch.
Yeah, not glad to hear that.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
But give us the choice.
Nice
we're Americans. We need a choice.
Which I finally got the for some reason works better now than my other 360 because I can stream crap from the computer.
That's so much better
to the 360.
Than having to burn
I finally
it.
Got TV Versity working right on the system. And oh my god, we went in there and we watched Flash Gordon and Stargate Atlantis.
That's the thing.
The other
it's
night,
like,
was it?
He'd burn them, and for whatever reason, it wouldn't burn right, or it didn't
or
code right, or whatever.
Not quite the right codec for the DivX DVD player, which
and then you'd
still
have,
great.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to get up and down to switch discs, which, you know, wouldn't hurt us. But still.
Yeah. So it's very
it's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Very it's cool. Nice not to have to worry about a stack of discs that you're going to have to throw away.
It's kind of a bitch to get everything mapped out just right. But once it is mapped out, it's very
it's our
cool.
contribution to the green movement.
Yeah. It's definitely TV. Something you need to be doing for yeah. years with all the stuff on there and then watch it on that big-ass TV of yours at home.
See, okay, Glenn, here's the thing. Next time you get something really cool, don't tell him.
Well, it's kind of hard because I got to talk about it on the show.
I know. So, make it
I'll
up.
Be like, Brad, you can't listen to this segment.
So the only thing he can really do now is get a PlayStation 3. Which I really don't have a desire to get one right now.
No, I don't have a desire to get one right now either. I mean, it's a good way if you're going to get a Blu-ray player. It'd be a great way to do it.
Yeah.
But there's still only there's not even a handful of games that I want for the PS3 yet. I'm not saying it's not a good system. I'm sure it's probably awesome.
Dark Knight Returns comes out, he probably will. So
it's
he
like
can
the DS.
Watch it on Blu-ray.
It's like it's cool, but it's like I watched my sister's games and she's like, "Yeah, I thought it was going to be a cool game, but." And this one is, "Yeah, I thought it was going to be cute, but." And then she showed me why it wasn't so cool.
Well, now they're going to start doing demos, downloads for the DS through the Wii.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hmm.
So I'm like, that would be very, very cool.
We'll have a DS at some point, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, that was one of the biggies. Nice. But it's not near as cuddly and as cute as a rescue bear. So.
Good save, Brad. Good save.
Or Quirtle, my little lizard.
Oh,
my
God,
little lizard bear.
He was so funny looking.
The little mutant.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Quirtle.
See, he'll take it and he'll stick it up to another little animal and he'll go, "Tss, I'm a lizard."
Lizard.
Yeah.
It's like something from the Island of Dr. Moreau or something.
I know.
You like koalas, you like lizards.
Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Yeah.
All right. Any last thoughts on that? That's it. Geeking not and that. Telling? Because
you can't
we're
really
broke.
Top the 360.
Yeah. Other than the fact that Xbox Live was down for about 2 weeks.
And then we were really broke.
Yeah, which really pissed me off because... Mm-hmm. Moving over from one system to another, all my content, I have to be signed into Live to access fully now.
And then that Christmas weekend,
nothing
everything. Worked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's tied to the console, not the hard drive. It's tied to the console. So all this content that I, which if I'm signed into Live, works perfectly. No, no big deal. Yeah.
But like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and like 2 days after Christmas, you couldn't stay signed in. You would sign in and it would kick you off. You would sign in and it would kick you off. You figure all the people that got them for Christmas are going to be logging
now,
in.
Right.
A lot of times if I was signed in, got into a game, like a lot of the Xbox Live Arcade
Geometry
titles,
Wars.
Like Geometry Wars, because it's kind of like her dad's thing too.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm kicked out while I'm playing the game, it wouldn't stop. I could still play the full game. It was not a problem. But it's just, I'm not real keen on that. There
forgetting.
Ought to be a way to... recover because they you can go in and see what you've downloaded and re-download everything if you need to. And some of the video stuff I did that and it works fine now, but
yeah, it shouldn't be tied. I think it should be tied to the hard drive, not the console. Because
it should be tied to the account. If you're you know, you have recovered your gamer tag, if that game is on that same hard drive, then you should be able to play the full version.
Yeah
when he was playing Geometry Wars, it's like he'd play. And then he would stop. And then he'd start again. And then it would say that he didn't have the full game. So he couldn't play the full... Like, it kept kicking him out, and it was stupid.
Yeah.
Which I understand at Christmas time when there's 9 million new people trying to get into the system. But they should have been a little bit prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Now, I didn't have any issues at all because I got all single-player games for Christmas.
And there you go.
So,
that
you
was
know,
the way to go.
I just put them in and played, no problem.
But
I didn't even know there were trouble. But, yeah, I did see later on... I went to play, and I would see my friends on, but their, like, profiles wouldn't pop up and stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of that, too.
But there was an article that Microsoft is going to give
they're
you
doing
some
something
kind of
like an Xbox Live Arcade title, but they haven't determined what it's going
to
be yet or anything that.
Just
but
to
see,
compensate.
You also didn't have, with your original hard drive, a lot of arcade titles downloaded
and
stuff.
And he had a crap
and
time.
We've done a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Uno and Geometry Wars. And
Zuma.
Zuma. I mean, I probably got 15, 16, maybe 20 arcade titles. You know, we bought you know, point card here, point card there, or something
over
like that.
Over the past year, yeah.
Or they had a thing where if you registered your console, they sent you codes for three of them or something. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
So we'll see. Hopefully it's not Yaris.
You would just think that they would have been prepared, knowing around the holidays that 9 million new people are going to be logged on. And they would
they're
going to
get hammered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't real keen on that.
It's like when they got the new software at work. It's like there's, you know, 300, you know, 1,000 people across America who work for the company who are now having to use this new software. And we all go live at the exact same time, and the system crashes. Like, you should have been prepared for this.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
You should have staggered it so people would be okay.
Crazy. All right.
I can't think of anything. I did get awesome presents, though, from everybody. I was very happy.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break, because this one has gone on a long time.
Yes, because we got lots of toys.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be back right after this.
Truce in effect, The enemy was not held in check. They launched an invasion without explanation, and the guards started yelling some exclamations.
Halt! Who goes there?
Alarm! Under attack!
Ack! I am killed!
Exclamation with passion
alarm,
and emotion.
Ack.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. The dragon was awakened from sleep, so he took it out on our key heap with one exhalation, caused a burning sensation. The dragon started using some exclamations.
Ha! Take that, puny human.
I'm Stitch, we're the peasants!
Man, point the ballista elsewhere!
Exclamation with passion and emotion.
Smeg.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
moot!
A pirate,
arr!
Or fop,
sink man!
Barbarian,
crom!
Or not,
frack!
An exclamation gets the point across. We started the rebellion at 2. But for that afternoon we were through. The monarch's cessation caused a sense of elation. The ex-king shouted some exclamations.
Own spirit, you'll pay for this.
Fire pox upon thee!
Please don't kill me!
Exclamation with passion and emotion.
Please.
They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. So if you're English,
huzzah!
Or Scott,
moot!
A pirate,
arr!
Or fop,
sink man!
Barbarian,
crom!
Or not,
felger car!
An exclamation gets the point across. Exclamation with passion and emotion. They're generally used in the front of a sentence as a point of emphasis, or you simply need a blow of steam. Exclamation with passion and emotion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Crikey, that's the end!
And we're back.
Welcome, welcome.
And it's time to start winding down. It's been an epic recording length. Surprisingly epic length recording schedule.
Yeah, we had an epic shopping day, and then we went epic recording.
I'm pretty wound down now.
I'm quite surprised that we've been yapping this long.
Well,
wind up being, instead of just two episodes, we might sneak in a bonus third episode.
So keep an eye on the site.
Well, actually, if they're getting this, they've... This is either going to be the second episode or the third episode. Don't know.
But either way.
Either way.
It could be the first one they listen to ever, and then they'll need to come back to the site to download the rest of them.
So, yeah, head back and get the rest.
Check out my spiffy notes.
All right. Any closing thoughts?
I'm tired of shopping.
No kidding, man.
Shopping.
That was
I'm
the
done.
Great shoe quest of 2008.
It was, Trainer Track 2008. It was, I've never, and I'm not a girly girl. I hate shopping
for
shoes. Yeah,
but you're really liking those.
They're very comfortable. But I
Converse.
Hate shopping. Purses and shoes and clothes, I hate shopping for those. But
Give you a good geek DVD any day, huh?
Seriously. You know, take me to Barnes & Noble. Don't make me buy clothes or purses or shoes.
Well, if they send you another good coupon, we might just have to head over there.
Well, I believe Barnes... I think Borders is having a buy two, get one free
on the DVDs.
Hmm.
Oh. Might just have to go to Baby Borders.
I got a gift card for Christmas.
I sense financial ruin.
Seriously. You know what? Every time we talk to his mom...
I feel a great pain in our future.
Oh, my God. Every time we talk to his mom, she makes me feel bad. Because, like, she says, well, you know, he'll say something we had picked up, and she'll say, well, shouldn't you guys be saving for, you know, saving? And I look at her and throw up my arms and go, I try. I really try.
You're just as guilty as I am, sweetie.
But cumulatively, no.
I upgraded...
No. I'm pointing to the Xbox pile and pile of games. Cumulatively, I think I've spent less money than you. And the koalas make it all better.
I'm going to go hug my koala.
Scott and Lindsay, you're the best.
Big honking.
And I love your Christmas card. It came out beautiful.
Elephantitis.
No, he's cute. He's adorable. He's very sweet.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm ready to wrap things up.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
I'm about headed that general direction
myself.
I get
to be poked and prodded tomorrow. Well, the 7th when this comes out. I'm not sure when this will come out, but I'll have had my 6-week checkup.
I'm sure you can have a good rant about that.
No.
Get you puffed up with air.
No. No air. Just sharp metal instruments in places where sharp metal instruments shouldn't go.
Yeah, the other thing comes later, doesn't it?
Yes.
The date with Dr. Jellyfinger.
No, well, I don't mind that so much, but yeah, I get to have a colonoscopy next week.
Ooh.
Yay!
The pain in the ass.
No, I'll be unconscious. It won't matter. I'm going to be completely under. Right. So keep your fingers crossed. Don't find anything weird.
All right. Any closing thoughts, Glenn?
Your vote counts.
Yes. Do your research.
Do your research. Usually. Find out. And go. Yeah, your vote should count. Let's hope.
And register. Scares me how many people
Every time I register, I get called for jury duty.
I love jury duty.
I've never been called for jury duty.
I would go for you. I love it.
I'd like to.
I had a good time. I
know he's guilty. Can I shoot him?
Yeah.
No, I had a really good time.
Taking applications for executioner?
Yeah, I don't think they'd pick you. No. But I think they'd send you home.
No. Probably. Yeah, I'm a hanging judge.
I enjoyed jury duty. It was interesting to see how it all worked.
But yeah, do the research. Find out what's really going on. Yeah. And I implore everyone, please go to ronpaul2008.com and check him out.
It doesn't have to rate it. You don't have to agree with it.
Yeah,
have to rate it.
You don't have to agree with
it. Just be informed. That's all.
It's funny. He's got lots of fans that are
opinions
from other countries.
Pop culture hosts do not reflect the opinions of the other hosts.
No,
that's true.
No, it's just the point that people, I don't care who you vote for. Just
right.
Vote for a good reason. Yeah.
And
none of the above.
And request paper ballots because we don't trust the
Mary
electronic
McDonald's.
Machines.
I don't trust any of the way they count votes.
No.
I just wish people would be informed because, I mean, if friends that I grew up with say they vote for who's cuter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So who looks better? And that scares me. I don't care who you vote for. Just be informed.
But sure as hell ain't Hillary then.
No. You know, a friend of mine said he saw Huckabee on, Jay Leno the other night. And he's like, oh, yeah, he was really calm and relaxed. And he was funny. And, oh, he was playing the bass and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, he's going to be the candidate. I'm like, why? Because he was funny on Jay Leno? That's not what I want from someone to be president of the United States. I would hope that maybe he would be a good
smart.
Talker, a good thinker,
a
fine, upstanding man.
Just do research. Just read.
Yeah, come on, people.
And vote. Oh, well. It makes me sad that so many people don't even vote. I mean, God, people die for a right to vote.
You know, I think I've done less talking in this episode than I have the rest.
Sorry. I don't care who you vote for. You can
but you've
write,
eaten more candy.
You can write in Morgan Freeman.
Well, that's
true.
I have been eating a lot during the show.
Yeah,
Morgan Freeman for president.
I would love to see Morgan Freeman. Imagine
how he was good in Deep Impact.
The State of the Union addresses I would record just because he's fantastic. And Mary McDonnell. I want to write in Mary McDonnell.
Yeah, but we take a step down. He's already played God.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, then it would be a theocracy, and we can't have that.
Oh, God. The whole, I just want to move to Canada or England, preferably England, but... It all scares
yeah,
me.
But they film all the good TV in Canada.
I know.
Most of it, anyway.
But we could live in Cardiff.
I was really interested in moving to Canada, but they don't have freedom of speech there, and that kind of sucks.
Well, if you speak French, it's okay.
Don't get me started.
And on that note.
Take care, everybody.
We are out of here.
Cheers.
I'm way out of here. Be seeing you.
Weirdos.
Dork.
Spaz.
Dweeb.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Podculture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Podculture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.